You're mine, 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 mine. You're mine, 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 mine. You're mine, 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 mine. You're mine, mine, mine. I look beyond the confines of my bedroom, babe, a hollowed out hoard of protective wares, and see a small flickering tail lying in wait in a tall willow tree. A well-fed cat, cream-coloured and coy, perches at a branch's edge in preparation to bite. A murder of silken crows descends in one full swoop as the cat takes aim and pounces, teeth bared, opal and bright. Trauma strikes when one least expects it. As much as I have sought and strived this year to clear a path forward of pure and unrelenting light, the cat shall plunge its claws deep into mine belly flesh, tangy and tart. I plug the wound with gauze and nothing works. The blood, crystallised and treacle-like, clings to my fingers. On a recent weeknight, I sit in my car and sob. An unrelenting, guttural retching which causes an unpleasant hoarseness within my throat. Bathed in the glow of the cherry red stoplight, my head hurts. The tears frustrate me. For all her flaws, faults and misgivings, Lily Allen reverberates softly through the speaker system. A staccato drumbeat, a lingering piano chord, ruminating. Her fifth studio album, West End Girl, enacts to me a chronological narrative, the stages of grief one experiences within the breakdown of an intimate relationship, marred by realisations of infidelity, narcissistic abuse and coercion. Ruminating Angel is how I've been feeling for quite some time. A house brick to the back of the head, unrestrained. A barg, a trench, a slog, which prevents one from truly moving forward. Alan expresses her longing through an obsessive repetition of the possessive pronoun, mine. Her anger can be heard and felt as the pain seeps from her, her pitch heightening and her volume escalating with each and every line. There are no lessons here, no teachings, only needless harm. I look, as always, to Heathcliff, tired eyes boring beyond that English window pane in sleepless search of that ghost upon the Yorkshire moors. I imagine Mary Shelley cloaked in black, retrieving a charred and bulbous heart from the funeral pyre, rejected by the flames. I seek a hand to hold, an organ to fuck, and a cavity to crawl into, anything to pacify the headache. It shall take time for this rumination to cease. 14 years, Carrie grins through blood-soaked teeth. Should I turn toward God's light, I feel I'm grateful for those in my life who have been present in the most sickly of hours this year. The friends I hold dear who've allowed me to be ugly, repugnant and selfish. A listening ear to horror which doesn't bear hearing. 12 months beyond, I return, I hope, anew. Triumphant, with an anger which still will simmer beneath. In a bar, a restaurant, a coffee shop, I present myself as a near-functional human being. If not for the patience of those loved ones, I know in truth I would have lost it irreparably, petered down into the muddy pits and dug a little deeper just for fun. In talk of life, love and practice, I remind myself of the importance of intimacy in the living, breathing here and now. Bright, wide eyes, belly laughter, tight squeezes and happy tears. While I long to relay this tenderness to you acutely, wet, warm, hard and soft, I realise that it can never be truly transcribed in digital form. As I work through this worry, I consider the art of letter writing with deeper care and urgency. Anais Nin and Henry Miller, John Keats and Fanny Braun, Franz Kafka's Letters to Milena. 2026 marks 5 years of letters to you, in dark of night, at the back of a packed train carriage, in a hospital, a parlour, in heaven. I wish to share these words in analogue fashion, ribbon wrapped and wax sealed. When you speak with someone, a loved one at that, how do you wish for them to feel? What do you wish for them to touch, to hold? As we rest at the precipice of a new dawn, babe, I try with all my might not to be thrown back into darkness. I consider all I've done in these here 12 months, travelled alone for the very first time, encountered strangers who have since become good friends, reconnected, reconciled and atoned those friendships I'd neglected, and finally advocated for myself, for better or for worse. While this was a year of ruminating, 2026 doesn't have to be. It can be bright, warm, joyous and exciting. While that cat may claw and lacerate, each unpredicted sting will lessen with time. I have nothing to be afraid of.